DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s. We'll see wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, mid 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 40s. As we into Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies around 73 degrees. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
It's election day around the nation, and a survey by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers shows the industry wants the next president to prioritize infrastructure investment. Regardless of who wins and which party controls the House and Senate, AEM wants the outcome of these 2020 elections to have a significant impact on the equipment industry and economy. Now, despite the ongoing impact of COVID-19 and the economic downturn, nearly half of respondents are optimistic about the current state of the economy. Equipment manufacturing executives say the next president should prioritize investing in the nation's infrastructure, enact effective tax, fiscal, and monetary policy, and negotiate fair trade agreements with other countries during the first year in office. Now, most of the executives say the Republican Party will do a better job supporting and advancing the industry's policy priorities, but a plurality say the Democratic Party will do a better job expanding access and improving affordable, high-quality health care services for all Americans. China is flying a record number of live hogs into the country as it seeks to rebuild their hog herd. The nation is seeking to improve genetics and boost productivity by flying in more than 15,000 hogs so far this year. This move comes as China seeks to increase its hog herd following African swine fever. The hogs are worth an estimated $32 million compared to just $3 million of hogs imported 1 year ago. China is seeking to modernize its hog production as well, moving to a model of large-scale production. Meanwhile, the more than 15,000 hogs that were flown into the country come from Denmark, France, and the U.K. The number of breeding sows rose 28% from a year earlier to 38 million by the end of September. China also importing a record value and volume of processed pork to fill in the protein gap while those herds are being repopulated. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Reno County Health Department has launched a new program called the COVID Cutoff 10-Day Challenge, starting tomorrow, November 4th and through November 13th, in an effort to help curb the spread of the virus. Cake News reports that the health department has teamed up with the Hutchinson Regional Medical Center, the Hutchinson Clinic, and the City of Hutchinson to help promote the 10-day challenge. The challenge includes wearing a mask and social distancing at all times while in indoor spaces. Avoid being indoors with non-household members except for school, work, and activities deemed absolutely necessary. They encourage working from home if possible, holding gatherings online rather than in person, and maintaining a balanced diet and a routine exercise schedule. In other news, a man and a woman were killed when their pickup truck crashed into a combine on a bridge in southeast Kansas. Cake News reports the accident happened near northwest of Erie around 6 p.m. last night as a Chevy Avalanche was headed west on 160th Road when it collided with the header of the combine on the Canville Creek Bridge. The driver of the combine was not hurt. Mid-America Network News.
Don't miss the 2020 Clem McSpadden National Final Steer Roping, November 6th and 7th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers compete for their chance to win the world title. Get your tickets for $28 at KansasStarCasino.com. Rope them now or they might just get away. The Clem McSpadden National Final Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 6th and 7th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Officials say the surge in COVID-19 cases in Nebraska has led to record high hospitalizations that are straining the state's health care system. The number of people hospitalized with the virus in the state set another new record on Sunday with 613 cases, which was one more than the previous day. Nebraska's largest hospitals have all started limiting elective surgeries as they work to handle the increase in COVID hospitalizations. Nebraska voters again being asked to decide whether to allow casino gambling in the state. Nebraska has had a long history of outlawing slot machines and table gambling, even as casinos have popped up in every state that borders the state of Nebraska. Opponents argue that casinos will lead to social ills such as crime and bankruptcy fueled by gambling addiction. Supporters say those problems already exist in Nebraska. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on discount vehicle with approved credit. Some fees exempt. Only 24 Expedition XLT stock. PTO 464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to four loader credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offer expired November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news. I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is Election Day. Kansas polling locations will be open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. KNDY will begin coverage Tuesday evening in the 9 o'clock hour with continued updates. National and state races will be on the ballots, with area races to include Lisa Mosier and Jim Swim vying for the Kansas House 106th District, and Barbara Beaulieu facing Roger Marshall for a highly contested U.S. Senate seat. Among local races, Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson is challenged by Crystal Busey. Richard Hull has announced a write-in campaign challenging incumbent 3rd District County Commissioner Keith Bramhall. Deputy County Clerk Samantha Jackson.
Polling locations throughout the county are in Marysville at the American Legion, Blue Rapids and Waterville is at Valley Heights, Frankfort is at the Cygnus Center, Axel is at the American Legion, Summerfield is at the Community Center, and Beatty is at St. Malachy's.
Washington County has no contested local races. County Clerk Diane Sfonda.
We have one at Barnes Firehouse. We have one at the Lynn City Hall. Haddam City Hall. Clifton is at the Faith United Church. Hanover is at the Kloppenburg Center. And Washington's is here at the courthouse.
And in Gage County, a number of school board, villages, and supervisor races are contested. Along with a statewide amendment initiative, they will be on the ballot. Nebraska polling sites are open 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Gage County Clerk Dawn Hill.
Our poll sites, we have different locations. We have a poll site in Adams, Odell, Philly. We have what we call our Northwest Quad, which is a Cortland area. And then we have our Homestead area, which is on the west side of Beatrice. And then our Wymore precinct. And then we have four other sites within Beatrice.
Tune for election coverage beginning Tuesday evening in the 9 o'clock hour, live on KNDY and a service of the Citizen State Banks. Martha J. McGinnis, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Martha McGinnis.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek represents an economic opportunity of over $44 million for Marshall County. That means more funding for schools, road improvements, and fire and police departments. The project will also create hundreds of construction jobs, fueling economic growth in our area for restaurants, contractors, and other Main Street businesses. Irish Creek Wind means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. Learn more. Go online at irishcreekwind.com.
Hi, here's your three queso burgers. Have a supersonic day.
I don't even think I can make this at home for $3.99.
No, you have to buy the meat, you have to buy the queso, you have to buy the bread, you have to buy the cheese, you gotta buy the grill, you gotta buy everything.
The queso burger for just $3.99. A 100% pure beef patty with melty cheddar, zesty cheese sauce, and Hatch green chilies. Only for a limited time. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering only available at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the mid to upper levels of the atmosphere, we have a large upper level ridge across the central and northern parts of the Rockies into the western parts of the United States, bringing very warm temperatures for this time of year. Across the central and northern parts of the Midwest, it looks like as we head through this week, we'll see a west to easterly flow of winds, bringing some mild temperatures, like I said, above average for this time of year, before we start to see some cooler temperatures as we head into it next week. And really, we have no low pressure system moving across the Midwest, so we're going to see quiet weather over the next several days as well. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s, we'll see wind gust at 20. Tonight, clear, upper 40s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 40s. For Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature early November, 62. Record high on this date, 90. The average low, 37, and the record low is 7. Sunset this evening, 5:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:58.
The events of the year 2020 have really made our lives change in many ways. The girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance hope you are all staying well. Best wishes to students, teachers, staff, and families as we all try to adjust to the challenges of the upcoming school year. With all the uncertain things that are going on in our lives, let the girls on Broadway make your insurance be the simple part. We are here to help you with all your insurance needs. Give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
From a quirky little fruit used mainly in guacamole to superfood of the decade, it's all about avocados today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 3rd, the 308th day of the year. Actor Charles Bronson and comedian Dennis Miller share a birthday, and the Chevrolet Motor Car Company was founded on this day in 1911. In the past decade, few foods have grown in favor as much as the avocado. The superfood is prized for its healthy fats and creamy texture, but the fruit has a small window of perfect ripeness, so it's helpful to know how to manage their maturity. To slow down their ripening, put them in the fridge. To hasten their readiness, place the avocado in a paper bag with an apple. It gives off ethylene gas, which enhances ripening. And once you've cut one open, any acidic agent will delay it from browning. Lemon or lime juice work well, though we're rather partial to the tang of apple cider vinegar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. The Dodge City Demons, the latest victim of coronavirus as the football team sees its season end at least one game short due to a recent increase in COVID. After last week's 39-0 shutout win at Topeka, the Red Demons were preparing to play Lawrence High School this Friday. Lawrence, the number one seed in the West bracket of the Class 6A playoffs, Lawrence automatically advances now to the Class 6A quarterfinal round. Nebraska coach Scott Frost says his team is holding up emotionally, even though it's played just one game during the pandemic-shortened Big Ten season. The Cornhuskers play at Northwestern on Saturday after having their game against Wisconsin canceled and a tentatively scheduled replacement game against Chattanooga rejected by the Big Ten. Frost said his players have a chip on their shoulders because they want to be on the field and feel as if they haven't accomplished what they wanted. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Today is Election Day, and the NCAA latched onto a grassroots movement and made Election Day an off day for college athletes across the country. Prioritizing voting over sports has drawn praise, though it is an inconvenience for football teams. Some coaches say their players voted long ago. The day off probably has more value symbolically as a way to emphasize the importance of being civic-minded than practically helping athletes cast ballots. In the midst of Wichita State's tumultuous off-season, in which the school launched an investigation into claims of misconduct against head coach Greg Marshall, American Athletic Conference head coaches picked WSU to finish 7th out of the 11 teams in the AAC last week. WSU's men's basketball program has seen the most outgoing transfers in the country over the past 2 years, with the roster turnover skewing confidence away from its potential to overcome the challenge in the upcoming 2020-2021 season. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School freshman Silas Miller placed 13th among top 20 medalists in the state cross country meet, Class 3A Saturday. Marysville boys finished in sixth place. In Class 1A girls, Michelle Zarbenicki, Hanover Junior, placed 15th, and Claire Bankman, Lynn sophomore, placed 17th.
Leaves provide great insulation in winter homes for many of our pollinators. So before raking them to the curb, look for ways to incorporate them into your landscape plans. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many moths and butterflies overwinter as eggs, caterpillars, chrysalis, or adults and depend on leaf litter for winter cover. Bumblebees also benefit from fall leaves. At the end of summer, mated queen bumblebees search for a winter home. They burrow a few inches into the soil to hibernate for winter. A layer of leaves provides added protection from winter conditions. And if you take a closer look at the leaves in the landscape, you'll find a variety of spiders, snails, millipedes, and other insects. These insects are an important part of the turtles, birds, toads, and other animals' diets. And a layer of leaves also helps protect toads overwintering in the soil of colder regions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was quite an adventure. Shorty and Frog caught the westbound train and were headed over the Rocky Mountains, and they did it with no money in their pockets. It's not recommended you do it, but it does make for quite a story here on the American countryside. Today's edition is brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, but don't just take my word for it. Here's what my listeners have written to me. The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots. Another listener said, I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. They are built to last and are farm tough. Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
She is known as Connecticut's Shorty. When we sat down to visit outside the National Hobo Museum in Britt, Iowa, she began to tell me about her father, Connecticut Slim, one of the most famous hobos in the land. She rarely saw her father in person, but after he passed, she wrote to some of the people who she knew he'd interacted with over the years.
I wrote to all the different people, and they wrote and said your father would pass through every year, and he worked in our kitchen. He was well-known. A small population of hobos got to be more well-known.
Shorty's father died in 1990, and she decided to follow in her father's footsteps on a couple of adventures soon after.
I rode the rails with some other hobos. I always rode with somebody that had been riding 25, 30 years, people out there riding. In the steam air hobo days were men, although there was some women riders.
She did have some amazing trips.
My longest trip was about 2,000 miles from Staples, Minnesota to Whitefish, Montana and back on the Burlington Northern over the Rocky Mountains through Glacier National Park. We can't beat seeing America from a rail, you know.
Shorty will quickly tell you this is not something you should do, and it's against the law to hitch a ride on a train.
You always have the chance of getting arrested. It's really a misdemeanor, but I've been chased out of rail yards. But being a smaller, older woman, they're not apt to take me to jail. They never did, but they could.
It was a no-budget trip.
We went with no money, so we had to get across the country and back with no money. At one point, we hitchhiked, maybe 200 miles when our train was going the wrong way, which happens.
Want to hear the full interview? Follow the American Countryside on Facebook and look for the American Countryside podcast on Hobos. Traveling the Countryside in Britt, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Burn when you walk into the chicken coop, the effect is even harder on the chickens. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Be sure the building is well ventilated even when it's bone-chilling cold out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Up the chicken coop in cold weather to keep your birds warm. They'll be toasty, but they'll also get sick. Sheila Purdom is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says inadequate ventilation can allow a hazardous buildup of ammonia and carbon dioxide. A simple test is to observe the coop with your nose. If the air is stale, you smell the ammonia and feel it in your lungs, you can be sure the chickens are suffering too.
Respiratory disease such as coughing, snicking, you may see swollen nostrils. If the ammonia gets really high, you could even see some burning of the cornea of the eyes.
The lack of fresh air also causes moisture accumulation. It condenses on cold surfaces, which can lead to wet litter and equipment failures. Purdom says anything less than a slightly open crack of fresh air from the outside and a little supplementary fan is going to be inadequate. For proper air exchange, there needs to be somewhere for the air to come in and a way for it to go out. The simplest way is to use the natural ventilation system that may already be built into the chicken house.
Most traditional farm buildings have like an eave at the top of their building for their inlets, and then they'll have windows toward the middle of the building or down lower for their outlets. Air flows in through the top and then out through a window or an open door.
Your coop may not have those amenities. Purdom says the simple way to provide airflow is to hang a fan and open the small door that goes to your outside run. Keep in mind that while chickens do fine in cold weather, they don't tolerate direct drafts of air very well. Learn more about ventilating the chicken coop at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Last night I lay asleeping. There came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of
Oh,
once again the scene was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets. The gates were open wide, and all could not enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away.
Make promises to each other, whether it's a wedding vow or a commitment to a coffee date. Promises are woven into the fabric of your life. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, the most important promises you make are to God, like the promise to be a good steward of the gifts He's given you, whether it's money, material goods, your talents, or your time. These gifts can change lives for the better, yours and others. There's one thing that can help you keep this promise, and that's a financial strategy that helps you save for the future, protect your family, and give to others. And you know what? It's probably going to help you if you ask someone for help. With a financial professional's guidance and your vision for the future, you can align your finances with your faith to help you be a good steward of all you've been given. So make a promise to God to use His gifts wisely. As you keep it, you will find you're living a more content, confident, and generous life.
A 360-degree tech platform manages a crop from seed to consumer. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Imagine a technical platform that enables a farmer to track and manage a crop from seed selection to the end user. It's a real thing, so you don't have to imagine it. John Lawrence is the district sales manager at the AGI SureTrack U.S. headquarters in Lenexa, Kansas.
We have an entire platform where the farm customer can literally track on one platform his field activities. And then from there, we go to harvest and we put it in a grain bin. From there, we want to know, well, what markets are available to me to market my grain? And then the day-to-day and traceability are the other pillars on our platform.
Lawrence says consumers appreciate that traceability.
They're demanding to know that we're going to have a safe product to feed our kids. And this platform is wrapping that message all together.
Lawrence says there's an annual subscription fee to use AGI SureTrack. The hardware and other services are an optional expense. And he adds, the farmer owns the data. Learn more at AGISureTrack.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Are you tired of searching the radio for a station that not only plays great music, but also gives you important, updated information like news and weather? Well, search no more. Tune in to KNDY. Ah! This amazing station will eliminate the reason to search for what you need. It's local. It's dependable. It doesn't Julianne fries, but it's free. That's right. No cost, no charge, no contracts, no obligations. Absolutely free.
Yay!
Local, state, and national news, farm news, ag reports, community updates, and weather forecasts, current conditions, and as an added bonus, severe storm coverage at no extra charge. KNDY is also your station for KU, K-State, and area high school sports coverage.
Sports are back. I repeat, sports are back.
You can listen to archive games that we air during the season on our website for replay or download. But wait, there's more. Of course, KNDY has your favorite country music from today's hits to yesterday's favorites.
Giddy up.
Share with your friends. Tell your neighbors. Tune in to KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. And if you act now, we'll throw in our mobile app for free.
Ah.
It's free radio on KNDY, on air, online, and on our mobile app, making your radio listening easier.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
In Kansas, we respect the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding gun owners as part of our culture and our heritage. But Barbara Beaulieu does not share that respect. In the state Senate, Beaulieu wrote a bill to allow a simple judicial order to seize any person's guns. Then the burden of proof would be on that person to prove they're not dangerous in order to get their lawful firearms back. That's extreme. No surprise, Beaulieu is also extreme on abortion, supporting abortion after 21 weeks when the baby has fingers and toes. Working to pass laws to allow late-term abortion and to take away the guns of gun owners, Barbara Beaulieu has clearly shown she's way too extreme for Kansas. Say no to Barbara Beaulieu. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Good Tuesday, Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA Stephanie Ho reports that the pace of harvest activities for both corn and soybeans remained well ahead of average.
How are corn and soybeans looking as we move into November?
The crop season is winding down, and for the most part, we did see some opportunities for field work, especially across the north, as despite some very cold weather, it turned dry and some of the snow melted.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Overall, U.S. corn harvesting advancing 10 percentage points during the week to reach 82% overall, and that remains far ahead of the five-year average of 69% and last year's 49%.
With the country's other major crop.
Now, as we move to the soybean harvest picture for the week ending November 1st, we We are seeing 87% of the crop harvested. That's only a 4-point increase from last week, as a lot of the soybean areas in the south too wet to harvest in the last week.
The southern states had been hit by Hurricane Zeta.
Now, in other news, Election Day is finally here. It represents an end to a long campaign season. While the results may be delayed, there are signals of a messy outcome for farmers and ranchers. One certainty is the likely reduction in federal direct payments. Experts seem to agree that the record direct payments to farmers this year is not a sustainable approach. Either candidate will likely face finding a solution to draw back those payments. If former Vice President Biden should win, Politico points out you can expect a major shift in farm and food programs. Most notably would be the changes to increase support for nutrition programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and an increased focus on agriculture's role in climate change. A second term with President Trump would bring the expectation of continued deregulatory moves, a continuation of the current trade climate, and likely target to streamline SNAP and other nutritional programs. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of Mid-America Ag Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimas, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the Environmental Protection Agency announced the registration of three dicamba herbicides this week. Correspondent Michael Clements shares how this action assures farmers they have access to much-needed weed management tools.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler, joined by American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall, announced a five-year approval of three dicamba herbicides this week. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Allison Crittenden says the announcement provides farmers certainty in product availability.
The announcement this week means that EPA is reaffirming its commitment to dicamba for the next 5 years. Ultimately, this means farmers have certainty for the next 5 years that dicamba will be available to them, and they'll understand clearly the parameters in which to use it.
Crittenden says the new registration does have some changes farmers need to know about, including required use of a volatility agent for over-the-top applications.
The new registration does require a downwind buffer of 240 feet and 310 feet in areas where the listed species is located. It prohibits over-the-top application on soybeans after June 30th and cotton after July 30th. Importantly, it also simplifies the label and use directions, so growers can easily determine when they should apply dicamba and how they should do it.
Crittenden calls dicamba an important tool for farmers.
Not every farm faces the same challenges. The farmers need options to make the best decisions. There are some weeds that existing products on the market maybe aren't as efficient in dealing with, so it's important farmers that encounter some of these different weed challenges have a product on the market they can use to help them solve those problems.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson with you to talk about the second FFA star. We're going to talk about the star in agricultural placement. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The second FFA star named at the FFA convention in Indianapolis last week, the star in agricultural placement. Working with animals is second nature for Will Shelby of Medill FFA in Oklahoma. Raised by a veterinarian, Shelby experienced his future career very early in life, starting his placement supervisement agricultural experience as a veterinary assistant to his father's large animal practice. Shelby said, growing up around, I kind of had an idea as to what I wanted to do, and then the older I got, the more I realized that maybe there is a lot of different routes you could go in veterinary medicine that I wasn't even aware of when I was younger. So I really began an interest in the reproduction side of things, especially the bovine animal. Then Shelby went to work as a veterinary assistant at a practice in Cushing, Oklahoma, last year. And he talked about his career as a veterinarian. It started as vaccination for dogs and cats, general exams, and even surgeries and things like that. The veterinarian there also did some reproductive work for cattle, such as embryo transfer and artificial insemination. So I got to be a part of that as well. And while his father's career helped Shelby figure out his future, he said FFA helped him develop character, leadership skills, and a strong work ethic. Quoting him again, he said, "That's something that I'm really thankful FFA taught me. I'm not sure I would be a strong-willed guy if it wasn't for the FFA." In his final year at Oklahoma State University, Shelby prepared to attend veterinary school to practice large animal veterinary medicine in rural Oklahoma. He said, "There's such a large demand for large animal veterinarians, especially in rural areas. Cattle, especially in Oklahoma, are such a big commodity in our agriculture industry." So for FFA members starting a placement project, he recommends giving different agriculture areas a chance to find where your passion lies. And with him, no surprise, his passion in agriculture lies in veterinary medicine. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Disc rippers are a mainstay of fall tillage. If you're looking for a used one, you might have to really search because they're in short supply. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get out in front of your harvest with a newly redesigned and vastly improved Lexion Combine from Claas. The world's most productive combine now harvests 31% more acres per hour with up to 43% greater fuel efficiency than its competitors. Lightning fast unloading speeds and the industry's largest grain tank. Get the only combine that harvests more in less time without sacrificing quality. For those who run the numbers, get ready to run the all-new Lexion Combine.
It's about time. Applied at Planting, new Zyway 3D fungicide from FMC delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind in-furrow Zyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Farmers stopped buying new disc rippers back in 2014 when commodity prices dropped, meaning fewer late model machines have recently come in on trade. So if you're looking to buy a used machine, good luck. Dave Mowitz is the machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says he is surprised at how few used disc rippers are out on the market, especially late model machines that are 5 or 6 years old. This means dealer and auction prices are solid or rising.
So if you're thinking about changing disc rippers, I'd recommend you consider a new implement in your shopping. In particular, price out new old stock. Now, that's maybe where there's an opportunity here. New old stock, it's a ripper that's a 2020 or a 19 or an 18. I even found disc rippers that were 2017 that were brand new, just been sitting on dealers' lots.
He says you'll face prices north of $98,000 for an 18-foot disc ripper or at least $120,000 for a 22-foot implement. Of course, prices will vary by how they're equipped.
For example, it can include rolling baskets. They can add $2,000 to $4,000 extra cost compared to, say, a disc ripper that has a coil tine or a spike tooth harrow dragging behind that disc ripper, the number of shanks that it has. And they do vary. The width doesn't determine it because it used to be you had them set at a certain width and that was it across the industry. Well, now you can actually get disc rippers where the shanks are a little narrower.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about late model disc ripper prices and get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.
While trees are great for shade, they can also grow in places we don't really want them to. And when they do, call Pastures Plus and Removal. They'll cut cedar trees, clean your pastures, fence row, even your CRP. Call Phil at 402-239-3210 for a quote and to get on the schedule. That's 402-239-3210. Serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas. Get rid of all of unwanted trees simply by calling Pastures Plus and Removal at 402-239-3210. With Pastures Plus and Removal, trees don't stand a chance.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday here on this Election Tuesday, we are still seeing a mixed to mostly higher day, and in fact, a little bit of rebounding in the livestock now. However, the immediate months are still down, including December live cattle down 60 cents at $107.95. February loses a dime back to $110.42. However, the live cattle are starting to see some rebounding in the other back months into 2021. Same story for the feeder cattle. However, November down 22 cents at 136.75. January drops 32 to 133.72. And lower for the hogs today. December lean hogs to 65.35. That's down 60 cents. Looking now into the grains, still a mostly positive day. And in fact, throughout the wheat complex, it's been a volatile day of trading through the morning, but now some strength all across. Kansas City wheat specifically for the month of December up 2¾ to 555¾. March selling at 560½. That's up 2½. Corn still with a slight gain. December corn up 2½, sitting right at $4 a bushel. March at 405, that's up 3¼ cents. And quite a bit of strength for the soybeans, as November beans up 12¼ to 1063. January to 1066, that's up 13¾. December soybean meal up 130 at 376.40. And soy oil up 48 points at 3367. cotton complex also with them a higher day as we see December cotton up 96 points currently at 69.69. Energy markets are still mostly higher except natural gas, still sharply down, dropping 18 to 306. December heating oil up 1 to 112 and unleaded gas is up 3 cents to 108 a gallon. Crude oil is up 97 cents at 37.78 for the month of December. Gold is up 18.40 to 19.10.90. Silver's up 27 cents to 24.30 an ounce and the dollar index still lower. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home or get most of the process completed in advance. So your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
While trees are great for shade, they can also grow in places we don't really want them to. And when they do, call Pastures Plus and Removal. They'll cut cedar trees, clean your pastures, fence row, even your CRP. Call Phil at 402-239-3210 for a quote and to get on the schedule. That's 402-239-3210. Serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas. Get rid of all of unwanted trees simply by calling Pastures Plus and Removal at 402-239-3210. With Pastures Plus and Removal, trees don't stand a chance.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.